Good morning and welcome into Conversations with the Newsmaker, a public affairs program of this station and the Bristol Broadcasting Company. I'm Trey Adams. COVID-19 vaccinations are surging across Northeast Tennessee, and on today's program, we check in on the progress of vaccinating Sullivan County as we welcome Regional Director of the Sullivan County Regional Health Department, Gary Mays, to discuss his team's vaccination efforts. Gary, good morning and welcome on to Conversations.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I guess the big thing that we wanted to start with is the news coming out on Friday that the health department would lower the vaccine eligibility age to anyone 55 and older and begin vaccinating workers in Phase 2A and 2B beginning Monday, March 22nd. Gary, what led to that decision?
We are excited that we're able to move through the Tennessee Department of Health's vaccination phase plan. As you stated, we are moving to 55 and up on the age-based side of the plan, and we are moving to Phase 2A and 2B. And really what led up to those decisions is a few things. One is vaccine is hopefully will become more available and more allocations come into Sullivan County. And also the state of Tennessee is implementing the same phased approach beginning next week. So we think it helps improve communication to be in alignment with the state of Tennessee. And we've learned over the last year that if you aren't in sync with the region and other communications going out for individual health districts, the public gets it's confusing and it's hard to keep up with. So we are trying to stay in sync with the state of Tennessee, and we're hoping for more vaccine. And so we're excited to give it to more and more people. And we'll think there will be a huge influx of folks that will want the vaccine.
And Gary, let's go back to December when the health department first started vaccinating residents. Were you surprised with the speed of the development of the vaccine?
Oh, my goodness. I think the vaccine is one of the greatest feats in medicine. I mean, go back to the early days and think about we had a novel virus in January. And really, very little was known about the virus. And as a country, we really weren't prepared for such a pandemic at this scale and anything of this magnitude. And to be basically 12 months later in December, we were giving vaccine to first responders. And it's just incredible to think about having a safe and effective vaccine that we're giving 12 months after a novel virus that no one has ever seen before. It's still astounding. And so if you had said to me in January, in the early days of the pandemic, this could be possible, I would have never accepted that. That I would have said that is impossible. But in this country, we've been able to do it, and we've been able to do it very well. And in Sullivan County, 60,000 people have received at least one dose of vaccine already. And I think that's just remarkable.
And I think a big question that a lot of people like to know, kind of going into supply and demand, and you've mentioned the allocation, depending on how many shots that you could administer. With you all being independent from the Tennessee Department of Health, how is it determined how much vaccine supply Sullivan County will be allocated on a given week?
That's a great question. Actually, in the state of Tennessee, all 95 counties are treated equally in that the vaccine is allocated based on the population. So the number of doses that we get is based on county population of approximately 158,000. And so several weeks, that is how all counties have been given vaccine. Obviously, counties with higher population get more vaccine. Counties with smaller get smaller amounts of vaccine. But that is seemed to be an equitable way to do that for the state. And Tennessee was, in fact, recognized nationally as having one of the best vaccination plans in the country. I think the plan has worked well. And it's been executed fairly well. I think in Sullivan County, our team at the health department, our volunteers, our cities, county services, I think we've really pulled together. Ballad Health System has been a tremendous partner with us at the health department, and we just work hand in glove with them trying to get out as much vaccine as possible. So I think we really exceeded what we could do individually, but working with our community and our partners, we've been able to really be successful. I think the other regional health departments, the Northeast Regional Health Department and the other seven counties in the region in Southwest Virginia are doing a remarkable job. And if you'll look at those numbers closely, you'll see that this region is above the state average, which is outstanding for us in terms of the pandemic. So I tip my hat to all the health departments, our healthcare system, and the facilities that have been helping the health departments. It's been a region-wide success thus far.
You can hear the full Conversations with the Newsmaker segment with Gary Mays on this station Sunday at 6 a.m. I'm Troy Adams.